May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 939. Jesus, immutably the same, thou true and living vine, around thy all-supporting stem, my feeble arms I twine. Hymn 939.
Let us read from the sacred pages of God's Word, from two portions. Firstly, the book of Job, chapter 23. The book of Job, chapter 23. And then from the Psalms, the book of Psalms, Psalm 77. Job 23, Psalm 77. Job 23. Then Job answered and said, "Even today is my complaint bitter. My stroke is heavier than my groaning. Oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might come even to his seat. I would order my cause before him and fill my mouth with arguments. I would know the words which he would answer me and understand what he would say unto me. Would he plead against me with his great power? No, but he would put strength in me. There the righteous might dispute with him. So should I be delivered forever from my judge. Behold, I go forward, but he is not there, and backward, but I cannot perceive him. On the left hand where he doth work, but I cannot behold him. He hideth himself on the right hand, that I cannot see him. But he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. My foot hath held his steps. His way have I kept and not declined. Neither have I gone back from the commandment of his lips. I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. But he is in one mind, and who can turn him? And what his soul desireth, even that he doeth. For he performeth the thing that is appointed for me, and many such things are with him. Therefore am I troubled at his presence. When I consider, I am afraid of him. For God maketh my heart soft, and the Almighty troubleth me, because I was not cut off before the darkness, neither hath he covered the darkness from my face. Psalm 77. The book of Psalm 77. I cried unto God with my voice, even unto God with my voice, and he gave ear unto me. In the day of my trouble I sought the Lord. My soul ran in the night and ceased not. My soul refused to be comforted. I remember God and was troubled. I complained and my spirit was overwhelmed. Thou holdest mine eyes waking. I am so troubled that I cannot speak. I have considered the days of old, the years of ancient times. I call to remembrance my song in the night. I commune with mine own heart, and my spirit may diligent search. Will the Lord cast off forever? And will it be favourable no more? Is his mercy clean gone forever? Doth his promise fail forevermore? Hath God forgotten to be gracious? Hath he in anger shut up his tender mercies? And I said, this is my infirmity, but I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. I will remember the works of the Lord. If surely I will remember thy wonders of old. I will meditate also of all thy work and talk of thy doings. Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Who is so great a God as our God? Thou art the God that doest wonders. Thou hast declared thy strength among the people. Thou hast with thine arm redeemed thy people, the sons of Jacob and Joseph. The waters saw thee, O God, the waters saw thee, they were afraid. The depths also were troubled. The clouds poured out water. The sky sent out a sound. Thine arrows also went abroad. The voice of thy thunder was in the heaven. The lightnings lightened the world. The earth trembled and shook. Thy way is in the sea, and thy path in the great waters, and thy footsteps are not known. Thou leddest thy people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. Let us pray. Eternal, most holy Lord God, once more this day in this thy sanctuary, thy lower court, we come this evening hour before the great I am that I am. May we stand in awe of thy majesty, thy sovereignty, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, ever wise, ever gracious, ever merciful, long-suffering, full of goodness, full of truth, thy loving kindness, thy tender mercies, how we come before thee now, as poor needy sinners, in need of thy fullness of grace, to be upon us and in us, and working in us, abiding in us. How we need that fullness of righteousness, the fullness of thy love. As John the Evangelist wrote, as we read earlier, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, which he did do, Lord, full of grace and truth. So we poor, guilty worms, weak, poor in spirit, weak in faith, tempted, tried, harassed, old nature rising, full of unbelief, come this evening, knocking at mercy's door, pleading that grace that is with thee. May the Holy Ghost be working in us. May we be found leading, being led to the Son of God, spiritually in living faith. O Lord Jesus, we do pray thee to be in our midst, be in our hearts, grant that our souls may have that sweet inner knowledge. Even though we might be, I know not, among the friends gathered, in the deep waters of affliction and tribulation and disappointment and anguish, but may we be possessors of that sweet hope, that knowledge of thy love, which can never leave us, though our Lord is covered over so often by all the corruption that dwells within. So we come, Lord, and may we come with some thanksgiving in our heart for the precious language of thy word. Oh, do lead us each, day by day, into the word of blessing that suits us, that speaks to us, that finds us where we are. We might see our own experience mapped out here, a reality there of thy sovereign love toward us. Oh, do lead us on to the feet of the Saviour, to the throne of grace. May we be found to be living in the means provided in Zion, Lord, and in our lives, to be found living in thy word, inquiring. May we be found to be living at the throne of grace, even afar off from the end of the earth, crying unto thee, Jonah-like, our prayer entering into thy temple, even from the fish's belly. O Lord, may we be found in this way, and also in the sanctuary. May our heart be knit to Zion. Oh, do shine in our lives. Help us to realize and confirm this is a wilderness, but this is not our rest. O Lord, there is therefore a rest remaining for the people of God. Oh, do help us to know thee to be our rest, Lord Jesus. The rest of faith now, in preparation for the rest that is to come. Oh, we do pray that our hearts may be enlightened to see the beauty of the Lord our God to be upon us. So we would humbly come now. We would be confessing our sins, Lord, and glad to be able to do so. It is a mercy to do so. But may we be confessing them with that eye to thee, O the fullness of thy precious blood. O deliver us from just a religion of theory, just of an intellectual understanding. Grant that our heart may be knit by love, drawn by love. O grant that we may behold thee in thy righteousness. For we are coming to thee as beggars. Lord, poor. A man that is poor is always aware of his poverty when he goes home. Whoever he might have been, to his own sad place, he always returns. O Lord, and we are poor. We're ever aware of our utter depravity and poverty in spiritual things. But how the Lord our righteousness. Oh, may we be found, thy words be found as Jeremiah. Thy words were found, and I did eat them. And they were to me the joy, rejoicing of my heart. Lord, though our outward man perish, oh, may we have that heavenly building of God. We earnestly pray. May our hearts be drawn continually now from the earthly scene. Lord, leave me not to linger in Sodom or outside Sodom. Leave me not to linger. May the angel take hold of us and draw us on unto the celestial city. May we go without the camp, bearing thy reproach. For here we have no continuing city, but we seek one to come. So do grant us those blessed realities of eternal life in the Son of God. May our souls be fed with the everlasting gospel and the heavenly manna of our glorious and blessed High Priest. Grant that we may be coming here this evening with a thankful heart for all thy goodness and kindness, thy sparing mercies, thy continuing mercies, thy watchfulness, thy supply. So do help us now, though now as each friend has gathered, O Lord, from the four corners of the earth, O Lord, thou knowest every case. Lord, thou art able to bless, thou art able to touch. So, Lord, bless thy word this night. Bless this house of prayer. We do thank thee for thy mercies to them, and constraining one, to have declared what thou hast done for her soul. And we pray thee, of course we must, and do willingly, gladly, with a desire that will cause others here and elsewhere in our churches. We also remember, Lord, the family we understand who suffered a great disappointment and a trial, and no doubt some anguish. Lord, who strengthen them. May thy word be lively. Oh, may they find some comfort in the gospel. May they know thou with them and thy hand with them. May it be one of those all things that work together for their good. So remember each, bless those that hold office here, strengthen them, encourage them. Bless the church, the congregation. What we pray for here, we pray for the group of churches and Zion. Remember thy aged ones toward evening. Day is far spent. Lord, not long now. Not many days left on the earth. The earthly scene to fade before their very view. May they see Jesus, now exalted on high. Remember all in middle life in the heat of the day. Draw them the perishing things of earth to kiss their care on thee. Remember all in affliction, pain, suffering, grievous afflictions. Or remember each, those that would be here but cannot be. Think of those in distress. Undertake for them at this time. Be with them where they are. Lord, help us to understand in all their affliction, he was afflicted. May they prove even at this time, the angel of thy presence save them. Dear Lord, do grant healing mercies. Those under medical appointments, do bless any treatment. We thank thee, where are healing mercies? Remember our young people going forth in life. Go before them, touch their hearts. O Lord, and open thy hand and provide in finance and homes and business and godly husbands, wives. O Lord, do bless our young people with thy fear. Call them, quicken them. May they know their inward touch and set that light of the gospel before their eyes and heart. Bless the children, the young ones, the little babes. May they be heirs of glory. Strengthen parents in nurturing their children. Give much wisdom. Bless the Sunday school and that which is spoken unto them by thy servants and by the teachers. Let thy word follow them. Keep them in thy fear. Bless thy servants that come here. Help thy servants in the coming week, O Lord, and next Lord's Day, and on Friday we think of the service, O Lord, that put in thee on the grave, the rising again. Lord, help and bless and grant thy presence. Do remember Zion, bless thy servants. Return in power and the churches to us. Think of the cause at Norwich and be with thy people there. And the many we know in bereavement at this time. Remember the editors of our magazines, sectors of our charitable societies. Bless them in their labours, encourage them. O Lord, that there may be that grace of love and compassion be found in the churches and not that proud strife. May we each be humbled and may we truly be taught of thee. O Lord, do return in power. Lord, remember thy one spiritual Israel in this land and through the earth. The missionaries where thy name is feared, thy word is read. Men in deprivation, famine, persecution, war. Lord, grant escape and blessing. O Lord, remember thy people through the earth. Lord, remember us in the nation. Utter confusion reigns. Lord, what sinful nation. Raise up, deliver us. Hear our poor prayers if it could be thy will. Lord, we're not wrong to ask. We need grace to lay passive. We need grace to keep praying. Raise up leaders of integrity, deliverers. Bless our Queen, we thank for stability. Undertake for us on the throne when she's gone. Lengthen out our Protestant heritage still, civil liberties, religious liberties, freedom to worship, our national identity, Lord, our Christian heritage of what is left of it. Have mercy on us. Raise up those who will go forth in the land, as in years' time, according to thy purpose. For we live in the solemn times. Brethren, it is the last time. And we often wonder, but thou knowest. O Lord, we would not unwisely inquire. We would wait for thy great salvation. We would wait on thee. Have mercy on England. O Lord, who turn us a nation to thee, and raise up those who would declare thy counsel. If it can be thy will, for honour and glory, and be bring us as a nation to repentance. Now we bless thee for thy mercies, preservation, helps, answers to prayer, provisions, also many, many tender mercies. O Lord, thy great goodness, Lord, but those spiritual mercies. O, we have thy word. O, we have the throne of grace. O, blessed, blessed privileges, wonderful provisions. May we know the power of the Spirit. Lord, may we be found in thy word. May thy word find us. May we know thee at the throne of grace. May we behold the feet by faith of him who sits and reigns, King forever in Zion. We thank thee for the doors of Zion open. O Lord, but all the great sacrifice for sin. Lord Jesus, thyself, thy coming, all thy suffering, thy humiliation, thy agonies, thy dying, thy blood, the empty tomb, thy resurrection, thy ascension. Lord, we bless thee for all thou art and all thou hast done. Lord, do make thyself known. May we have our good ground to be on the rock to praise thee. Now, Lord, what way before? Our hope is in thee. Bless the singing of thy worthy praise. Lord, help. Lord, bless. O Lord, come. Send us not empty away. O Lord, how often thy people from time to time may go home empty, in sorrow. Great God of heaven, have compassion on us each and undertake for us, each of us, personally, and all our need as we're in this sanctuary. Let our words be few. Holy Spirit, come. Seal on our hearts the love of God in the face of thine only begotten Son, Holy Father. Holy Spirit, bring him. Touch us. Open our eyes. Seal us. Holy Heavenly Father, we stand in awe of thy provision. And for some of us, thou hast led us to thine only begotten one. And we stand in amazement. We who are so vile, so unfit, so wretched, so wicked, Lord, great God of heaven, we plead all things in his name and for his sake, and help us to live upon his merit and to rejoice in his worth, his fullness, his grace. Lord Jesus, Son of God, Son of David, plead thy name before the throne. Have mercy on us. Son of David, have mercy on us. Have mercy on me. Oh, thou knowest every need before thee now. Come, come, Lord Jesus. Have mercy and pass us not by. Come, oh, this worm. Oh, this worm, this worm. A beggar at mercy's door. Come, Lord Jesus, come, come. Amen.
Hymn number 1061. Lord, I believe a rest remains to all thy people known, a rest where pure enjoyment reigns, and thou art loved alone. Hymn 1061.
Thank you.
in complete dependence upon the Lord for all needed help and blessing, I would draw your attention to the first epistle by Peter, chapter 2 and verse 7, the first part. 1 Peter, the first part of verse 7 in chapter 2. Unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious, or the preciousness. 1 Peter 2:7. Unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious. The word goes on in contrast, but unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling, a rock of offence, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient. Very solemnly, whereunto also they were appointed. But the word upon my thoughts are those first words. Unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious. Believing. A word that is one of the most commonest words used in Christian circles. Believing. What is it to believe? One thing I want to make clear, as I said this morning, concerning faith, which is completely connected to believing. Believing is the fruit of living faith, and trust is the fruit of living faith, which is the gift of God, as we declared this morning. This believing is not in the natural mind, for we were born in unbelief and born in sin. Adam fell into that snare and not believing what God had said. He could say he was doubting what he said. He doubted, he wondered, and the devil tempted him and said, "Hath God said?" But you see, that's unbelief. It's not believing. And so he fell. And that means that none of us can rise ourselves, as Adam could not rise himself. None of us can rise ourselves to believe and to know him. It's easy to say about believing, you've only got to believe. In one sense, I suppose you could say that really is true. We think of the angel Gabriel speaking to Mary. Blessed is she that believed. There shall be a performance of those things which were told from the Lord. You see, that's the secret. What was revealed to her, what is told to her, that's where faith and believing arise, as the gospel is made precious and Christ is revealed, made suitable, drawn attractive. We read of Abraham. He believed in the Lord his God, and it was counted to him for righteousness. You see, but Abraham had his trials of faith. You see, he denied his wife. Now, let's be clear, Sarah was his half-sister. In that, truly, he didn't lie. But call it what you like, a white lie if you wish, he was convenient with the truth. Friend, he was being devious to Pharaoh and Elimelech. He wasn't really being honest. He might be half-sister, but the marriage union is way above siblings, isn't it? Or even half-siblings, way above it, as his wife. So in that sense, he was not telling the truth. He staggered not, though. Friend, thus declared in scriptures, who was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and believing what he promised, he was able also to perform. But what a trial, what a trial. All the times he said, oh, let Ishmael live before thee, Lord. Or, look, one born in my house, look at my servant. One of his children, look, let that be mine heir. No, no, no. Sarah shall bring forth a son. That's thine heir. And it wasn't happening and didn't happen for 25 years. Oh, for this living faith of Abraham then. Now, unto you therefore, says the word, says Peter, unto you therefore which believe. Now, I did feel led a bit to originally Psalm 139 of David, but I did feel led really to read those portions. You know, Job, you're not going to say wasn't a believer, are you? Friend, he was favoured of God. God blessed him. He feared God. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. That arises through belief and knowledge. He feared God. But a tremendous trial. Peter speaks of the, in the first opening chapter, that the trial of your faith, speaking of being kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed at the last time, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, though now for a season, if need be, and God knows that need, not you and I, we're wrong about our need, the Lord knows our need, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations. Manifold temptations, manifold fears, allurements, friend and the enemy, pouring scorn on your hope. That's the trial, the proving, the testing of your faith. Being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, that be tried with fire. The trial of your faith, is it better than your gold? Friend, for those who fear his name, friend, that trial, you see, much more precious. It's the faith that's precious, the trial of it. Friend, if you've got a little touch, a little hope in Christ, you may have greatly rejoiced. Everything to be revealed at the last time. Your eyes and heart are upon it. Even through manifold temptations. Though it be tried by fire, with fire. Do you know what that is? It's the burning up of that which is not of him. Everything that's religious in me must be burnt up. And all my will must be burnt up. Conformed to his will, his glory, his grace. Much more precious. Friend, the end result is exceeding precious. Then it might be profound unto praise, honour, glory, the appearing of Jesus Christ. And we said this morning, whom having not seen, ye love. Though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Look at Job. Lost everything. Friend, he lost everything. Nothing left. Afflicted, tempted, harassed, misunderstood. I know my Redeemer liveth. See, the root was found in him. I know my Redeemer liveth. He knew him. He knew the Lord. But you see, in his heart, there was love, but a great trial. There was a great necessity. And his dear people are brought to this point. Oh, that I knew where I might find him. What a desire. Are you there this night? Oh, that I knew where I might find him. It's the language of faith. It's the language of love. It's the language of believing. In great trial. In great need. In earnestness. No comfort. You're not comforted until you find him. But it's still the fruit of the Spirit. You know, I would that I might come even to his seat, would order my cause before him and fill my mouth with arguments. The woman of Canaan, she filled her mouth with arguments. And in a sense, so did Asaph in the psalm we read. This is my infirmity. Yet will I remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. It is our infirmity. Unbelief is a terrible infirmity. And you're aware of it. It's God dishonouring. Yet you feel to be full of it. We're full of unbelief by nature. It's God dishonouring. Yet by grace, he gives living faith as a gift in tender mercy, with no regard to how you are, by sovereign choice, sovereign electing love. He'll give that gift of living faith to wait on him. We're singing his divine heart. You see, but Job did have faith. He couldn't find him. Turn to the left. If I go forward, he's not there. Go backward, that I cannot perceive him. I've often said, I think I've said it here before, you think of your experience. Spiritually, if you go forward, it all looks dark, the unknown way. You look back. Sometimes we're so clouded over, we can't see the Lord's goodness to us in the past. Yet, our pathway's been strewn with tokens of mercy and love and grace. On the left hand, we could call that providence, if you like. I'm not going to put labels on this. I don't like doing that. But, you know, on our left hand, where he doth work, but I cannot behold him. And he hideth himself on the right hand at Chorazin. Well, the right hand of his righteousness. I don't want to put labels on as I say, but that is the point. He cannot perceive him. But he knoweth the way that I take. Friend, and he does. And that's living faith. And Job had that living faith. He knoweth the way that I take. Or that we might have it tonight. When he tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Living faith, you see, in deep waters, deep waters. You and I, we're thankful to hear the gospel freely preached in this gospel age, as we said this morning. The Spirit is poured out without measure, greater than the Old Testament times, especially in Job's time. You know, my foot hath held his steps. His way have I kept and not declined. There's the mark of a believer, one who fears him. Friend, his footsteps, as Asaph said, are in the sea, but they're in the word of God. They're in the word of God. They're in the sanctuary. You know, and he says, but he is of one mind. Who can turn him? Submission. Submission to the Lord's will is a blessing. Under faith, it's a trust. Friend, when you consider your trouble, how can I submit to it? The thing I fear has come upon you. The thing you mostly fear, how can I submit to it? It's terrible. Oh, friend, but he performeth the thing that is appointed for me. And many such things are with him. You see, Job said he had held his steps, his way ever kept and not declined. Neither have gone back from his commandment. You see, it is the Lord. There is mercy there. Believing. There's trusting in a measure. But this is the trial I'm speaking why I didn't even quite intend this. But speaking of the trial of your faith. You see, Asaph had it, did he not, when he said, hath God forgotten to be gracious? Hath he in anger shut up his tender? But I've had to face this a number of times. The Lord's silence, the Lord's judgments. Friend, we have to put our mouth in the dust, don't we? But this is my infirmity. Yet will I remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. I remember the works of the Lord. I remember thy wonders of old. I will meditate also of all thy work and talk of thy doings. Faith, believing. Asaph was a sweet one of it. I know David is regarded as the sweet singer of Israel, but you can surely include Asaph among those sweet singers of Israel. And my thoughts go here concerning this. I don't know why I'm being led this way, but I am. Perhaps there are those here so tried. Is my faith real? Do I stand among those who believe in his name? Well, look at Job. Look at Asaph. Look at dear Peter denying. Peter's self-confidence. Friend, he was burnt up. There's something he'd never forget. But he remembered the years of the Most High. He could preach Christ. Preach Christ, ever remembering his wretchedness, the terrible thing he did to one he loved so much, and he loved him. How could he treat one, the Son of God, whom he dearly loved, like he did? How can you and I do the same when we deny him? Perhaps not in the same way, in the same circumstances. No, we've forgotten in times without number. But I want to just conclude this first part in this believing. You see, that man with the lunatic son, how he came to the Lord Jesus, and how he brought his son, and I have brought unto thee my son which hath a dumb spirit, and so forth. And he described the affliction. And he took him to the disciples. They could not cast him out. And he said, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. Bring him unto me. Bring your care to the Lord, your concern. And they brought the son. And Jesus asked his father, of course, knowing being the Son of God, but he knows all about you, but he will have your confession. And oft times it cast him into the fire and the waters. What a pathway. Friend, as your hopes, your concerns, so often cast into the fire and into the waters. Your pathway, your matters tried. Cast into the fire, into the deep waters. Can there be any recovery? Yet, amazing grace. By the grace of God, you are what you are. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Was Jesus wrong? Because we can't take comfort from it, doesn't make it wrong, friend. It is an absolute truth. All things are possible to him that believeth. But are you that man? Are you that man? What was his reply? With tears he cried out, Lord, I believe. Oh, but look. Look how I feel. Look at my case. Help me. Help me out. Deliver me from my unbelief. Help thou my unbelief. And then he fell foaming, didn't he? And Jesus took him up. He had compassion on him. Are you going to say that man wasn't a believer? Living faith. What a gift. What a blessing. I believe that's often been the prayer of his people. summed up in, Lord help me, Lord undertake for me, open thou mine eyes, touch my heart, strengthen me, establish me, show thyself to me, touch me, open my eyes. And you confess weepingly your sins. Now I want to come to this point now. You may not feel to be believing tonight, but I ask you a question. Is he precious? Come on, friend. You've got to know if he is. He's precious. In what way? In desire. In his suitability. His attraction, his compassion, his dying is precious. His word is precious to your heart. The psalmist in that long psalm, remember the word unto thy servant upon which thou hast caused me to hope. This is my comfort in my affliction. This is my comfort in my affliction. For thy word hath quickened me. What does that mean? It's made me alive. It's made me alive concerning thy grace. I see grace there. I behold grace. Friend, is he made precious to your soul? Is he made precious in desire? You know, naturally, you can really love someone not knowing they love you. In nature I'm talking of. And if you've loved them, you might always have a love for them. But they may never love you. But you love them. But not so with God. If you've got to love him, John declared, we love him because he first loved us. Is he precious? Is he precious? By desire. Is his word precious? Dear Job, he held his steps. He knows the way that I take. There's that narrow way pursuing to Christ. Friend, are you praying to Jesus? Who brought the prayer? Nothing but the Holy Ghost. Friend, there is a believer that he's a man that's a believer that pleads Jesus' name and sees such a beauty in it for your own case. You may not have been blessed. You may not be full of faith as you understand it. But he's made precious to your soul. And you're pouring out your soul before him. All those that came to Christ, they must have seen something there, didn't they? You say, well, that was natural. They went for healing. Friend, well, they didn't go in unbelief, did they? They went, others... Friend, others didn't go to him. There are many illnesses when Jesus was on the earth, but we never read of it. The Lord spoke to us. There are many lepers in Elisha's day, but only was Naaman healed, and so forth. So, this question arises, and is vital. What a mercy. Friend, what grace. You don't realise the goodness of the Lord. We're so blind to it. By nature, I'm the same. I limit God. I'm always limiting God. By unbelief. By my fear. Yet he abideth faithful, you know. He abideth faithful. You see, there's a preciousness. The margin in my Bible is the preciousness. It's not so here, but is the unto you therefore which believe... Is the preciousness. Is there a preciousness in the gospel, in Christ, in his dying love, in his righteousness? Are you drawn to it? Can you say, I long to delight in the Lord? Well, friend, it's got to be by grace that you long to delight in the Lord, isn't it? It doesn't come from nature. You long to hear his voice, you long to hear his pardon. And the Lord knows your need. Friend, he brings the necessity, your shame, your disgrace. Oh, is there real healing? Has he that power to put away your sin? See, this is where we struggle. You could say, I'm sure, I know, I'm 100% certain the Lord forgives sins, but I can't be sure I forgive mine. Mine are worse than anyone else's. Paul declared himself of sinners chief. Now that was by grace he did that. That was love in his heart. That was faith. Do you feel with Paul you are the chief sinner? Do you know what it is to feel of sinners chief? Knowing reality, facing your life, facing a thousand things that you're so ashamed of. Precious. Here's precious. If Christ is being made precious to your heart, by desire, by longings, and even by his mercy to you, showers of help, showers of mercy, answers to prayer. It must be by faith, mustn't it? Doesn't come from nature. Friend, a natural religion dwells on self. Self-promotion, full of my righteousness. What a good boy I am. March down the road full of assurance. What a good Christian I am. The believer drags himself along as a cripple, feeling ashamed, but crying out, Son of David, have mercy on me. That's living faith. Not for comfort. Faith doesn't just, the blessing of faith isn't just comforting faith. It's pursuing faith, holding faith, drawing faith, made willing to wait the Lord's time. What held the man? We could say this is electing love, which it is. What held the man of Bethesda's Paul? I'm not saying he was there those 38 years every hour, but he kept going there. He'd been in that affliction for 38 years, whether it was 38 years of the Paul, but it seems to read that, or that is the understanding. We don't know the detail, but 38 years waiting for the healing. What kept him there? What kept him going back there? Hope, hoping in God. While thou cast down, O my soul, while thou disquieted within me, hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him. Well, dear friends, what is there precious about the Lord Jesus? In Psalm 139, David says, you know, how precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God. How great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee. But you know, he had to realize this. Thou compassest my path, my lying down, acquainted with all my ways. Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Friends, you can't. You can't depart from the Lord. You never will if you're his. Friends, you'll be seeking all your days. If you're the Lord, you'll never depart from him. You'll be found longing to be at the feet of Jesus, seeking him all your days. And if you were to go into hell, behold, he's there. Two things too wonderful for you. Take the wings of the morning, fly to the desert, the ends of the earth. Behold, he's there. Have you discovered it in your life? The Lord in your life, the Lord dealing with you? His word rising here and there? Unto you therefore which believe. He is precious. Believing isn't just for comforting. It's following. It's beholding. It's waiting on the Lord. It's going forth without the camp, bearing his reproach. Like Abraham, having to wait his time. Like Joseph,
bound in fetters, until the time that his word came, the word of the Lord tried him. Those years of Joseph's sorrow, where were those dreams? Those dreams were from the Lord. He knew they were never going to be fulfilled. He got no recourse but to God in a prison. Nothing else. Now, no prospect. No prospect at all. Recourse to the Lord. That's your only recourse. That's the only way for a believer to have to wait on the Lord. Can you say tonight he's precious? But how is he precious, friend? Compassion. Let's be clear. Yes, you're going to say to me, but he can only be compassionate through the sacrifice of Jesus, his son. Jesus is only compassionate. Oh, wait, friend, let's be clear. A God of compassion. Yes, there is the means and how and the principles on where his compassion rests, on his purpose. The glory of Christ is at greatly at stake here. He's a God of compassion. Don't be surprised. We're all taught differently. But you may have, before you realise the fullness of Christ, the grace of Christ, his work revealed to you and unto you, yet you may have been greatly strengthened and encouraged by his compassion in his gospel word. And you may say, something's missing. Who's the Son of God? Yet I'm trusting in the Lord. I know him. I'm trusting in his word of mercy. God is a God of mercy. I know he is. He's spoken to my heart in the gospel. Yet you may puzzle, but I don't feel to be sure in Christ. Yet, friend, the word of God reached your heart. The glory of Christ will be unfolded if you're following him. Here a little, there a little. It's a wonderful thing. But the point is, unto you there for which believe, he is precious. That's Christ, the Son of God, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. Compassions fail not. He changes not. Now that to one who is in deep waters and trial can be awful. Oh, will he ever change? Will he ever turn again? Will he have mercy on me? But dear friend, under the grace of the gospel, friend, his compassions fail not. Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. Now what I'm going to point to you is this. This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. Can you find that to be precious? Doesn't just receive them. He sits at table with them. What compassion. What grace. What condescending. What condescending. Friend, have you fed from the word of God? Eat it with them. He's feeding. Friend, and he feeds on your prayer. His glory. I don't say this wrongly. There's nothing you can do to please God yourself. What God demands under the law to please him, he placed in Christ for us to feed on. And that pleases him when we believe in his Son. This is the work of God, that you believe on him whom he has sent. This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. Now, we mentioned a few of these things this morning. And you may not understand them. They may not be close to your heart. But you long for them. His precious sin atoning blood. It's a token of your safety, eternal safety. Your salvation. Jesus spoke very mysteriously, and many turned back because they didn't understand it, about giving his flesh to eat and his blood to drink. And my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. Dear friend, they turned back. They didn't understand it. The Lord says, will you also go away? Have you got Peter's answer? I've got nowhere else to go. Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, and we believe and assure. Friend, the words of eternal life, they've been made words or being made words of eternal life. You can ask. Look, you glorify God when you ask for Christ to be made more precious and revealed to you. Friend, he doesn't despise you when you say, Lord, I don't understand. Open my eyes. He doesn't despise you. That's his glory, that's his grace working. You long to know more of his precious death. And it's the value of his blood. It's the life of the church. He gave it as a ransom. It's a token for you. Friend, plead over those things you understand not, or those things you do understand, but long for them to return, or long them for the first time. How precious is his covenant? You know, God's covenant, God has sworn, it cannot change. It is unalterable. The glory of the covenant. Now, Jesus sealed that covenant with his death. Friend, the covenant of grace between the Father and the Son. Now, in the Son were the church. Therefore, Christ is kept the covenant for us because we failed. The covenant works between God and man. Man failed. Therefore his Son came. He's the glory of the covenant because between the Father and the Son, a wonderful covenant was made. And the church in Christ, he's kept the covenant. We're under the blessing of the covenant, the immutability of his will. When I see the blood, when you plead it, I will pass over you. No death. Oh, the blessing of the covenant. Ask to be led. The preciousness of Christ in performing his vows. Friend, the spotless Holy One kept the Father's law, God's law. Although Christ, of course, was the lawgiver as well. But in the Trinity, I'm meaning, he sent his only begotten Son because of our failure. Tremendous grace. Friend, and how precious is he in his love? Who perhaps could linger here a little? Love to come to this earth. Love to die. Bear our sins. Friend, not just a dying, a curse. Death through a curse. Ever remember that? Death through a curse. His love, friend, is love to remember us in our lowest state. His love to his disciples. Master, carest thou not that we perish? Carest thou not? Have you ever had to say that? Lord, hast thou forgotten me? Poor old Asaph. Has the Lord forgotten to be gracious? His compassion, his love, remembering his covenant, looking down. Precious. Friend, his life precious. Giving his life a ransom precious. His appearing to our souls precious in everlasting love. His abiding continually with us. Look, when the child of God, I don't want to sound or speak in the third person, but when a child of God enters glory, you know, well, friend, is Amazing grace. Wonderful. That total failure. That sinful wretch. Slighting God. Forgetting God. Unable to do anything in his own strength. Are you like that? Spiritual things. Unable in your own strength to trust him, to believe in him. He giveth more grace. He giveth more grace. Friend, to the end of the journey, Christ's victory. It's all Jesus. What a victory. And he makes it known. Now come down personally. His thoughts toward you. I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Are you watching? Are you waiting? Friend, this man, healing, restoring, fulfilling his promise. And I add this, in his own time and way, and you may be vexed at the delays. But one day you'll praise him for his will unfolding at his set time and way. It is the best. It is the best. Don't say that lightly. His promise must be fulfilled and will be fulfilled if he's spoken. The word he has spoken to your soul. And he will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He'll fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He'll also hear their cry. Hear their cry. His understanding of your case, of your need. Do you realise that? Christ knows exactly how you feel, your exercise, what you need, what you're ashamed of, what your sorrow is. God manifest in the flesh. We've said already, I think, or perhaps in prayer, you know, it's a wonderful word. In all their affliction, he was afflicted. That's everything, friend, everything. Your affliction of body, pathway, your soul, your sin that afflicts you. It's like a disease. Sin is like a disease and affliction. But all you want, the angel of his presence to save you. But it did. Look at their unbelief. He was in the fiery, cloudy pillar. Friend, he's in the leadings. Has he led you? Is he leading you? He's in the leadings. And they believe not. They believe not. But he was there. They couldn't believe. There was the fiery, cloudy pillar. There was the manna every morning. There was the water from Horeb following them. And still they didn't believe. Friend, I found myself to be exactly the same as the children of Israel at times. And it fills my heart with horror. Full of unbelief and sin. But unto you therefore which believe, is there not a preciousness in him? In his faithfulness? In his provision, he knows all your need. Your heavenly Father knoweth what things you have need of before you ask him. Oh, is there a preciousness of Christ? Friend, the Lord our righteousness, his faithfulness, his forbearance with us, friend, his love, his care. Or that we might look at the answers to prayer. Look at the preciousness of the throne of grace. Is the gospel word precious to your soul? And is Jesus himself? How you long to have his embrace. You desire, the desire of the righteous shall be granted. And you therefore, which believe, as poor as you are, he is precious. Friends, you may say, I cannot come in as a believer. Is he precious? Do you long for him? Do you weep at his feet? Does he hear from you? Your destitute cries. There must be something in him if you're going to him. You're crying to him daily. David cried to him daily. And so are you. There must be something precious there. He hears prayer, you know, and answers prayer. Well, I can't speak for anyone else. I only know what I know. Friend, and what a mercy to be under divine teaching. And the motliest, most terrible wretch that ever could live, if he's divinely taught of the Lord and stubborn in our ways, we've everything to be ashamed of. What did he suffer for us then? The worse you feel concerning your own case, in God's time, you will discover the depths of the riches of his love and his glory toward you. He bears our infirmities. Well, may we be among, like that man. You come to chapel. Lord, I believe. Oh, help my unbelief. My terrible unbelief. What's wrong with me, Lord? For goodness sake, Lord, move me, please. Not that you demand of the throne of grace. We would reverence God. We don't make demands. But, oh, how you feel. Oh, Lord, please soften this. What can soften hearts of stone? Jesus' precious blood alone. A word in season. Jesus drew near and went with them. Have you known it? Unto you, therefore, which believe. I'll have to leave the word now. Well, I did feel I got to speak it. I have to leave it. Or you may not feel to be a real believer. But friend, living faith, friend, pursuing Christ is not of you. It's not of you, and you'll have to learn that, and you'll learn it more and more. It's by grace. By grace, you seek the Lord and ask, shall be given you. Seek, you shall find. Knock, it shall be opened. Unto you, therefore, which believe, like poor Job, like the man with us, and like Asaph, like poor David, like poor Peter, went out and wept bitterly. Unto you, therefore, which believe, he is. And Peter could say this, couldn't he? Look at Peter. If anyone could say it, he could. He restoreth my soul. Those awful denials, oaths, curses. I know not the man. And Jesus was suffering for Peter. The Lord turned. But he said, I pray for thee. Thy faith fell not. Outwardly, his faith failed, but not in his heart. Why? Because he loved the... He might deny him. You might have denied him. But you love him. You still love him. Peter loved him. You wouldn't think so listening to him, would you? But he loved him. The root of the matter was there. Peter could say this, knowing unto you therefore which believe, he is precious.
The collections last Lord's Day for the Trinitarian Bible Society Auxiliary amounted to £1,515, for which we are very thankful. God willing, Mr. Sayers will preach on Tuesday evening and Mr. Adrian Pickett next Lord's Day. And on Friday evening, there'll be a baptising service for our Lizzie, which will be taken by Mr. Robert Field. Our friends at Fenstanton hope to hold their anniversary services on Saturday, and the cemetery trustees meet tomorrow evening at 7:30. Let us close with hymn 126. I'll speak the honours of my King, his form divinely fair, None of the sons of mortal race may with the Lord compare. Hymn 126.
Now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet communion, unction, comfort of the Holy Ghost, rest and abide upon us each, now, forever. Amen.